Blog Talk Radio.
Well, folks, good morning and welcome to Mindset Monday live from Troy, Montana. This is Earl Teets, the Mountain Man. It really is a blessing and an honor to be a home income coach and help people get paid each and every single week. It really is that simple. You just got to have the right mindset. And today, that's what this radio show is all about. We're talking about how to develop actions to profits and the most lucrative way to earn on the planet that are a blessing. Always, 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 again, I say, always remember that if you want something different in life than what life has for you, it means that you have to do something different. So if you're tired of struggling, where are those actions in the wrong place? And it's not hard to identify where those actions are in the wrong place when you understand the basic fundamentals of what you have to do on a daily basis. So today we're going to cover how to have the right mindset and how to have the correct, proper daily actions that's going to put money in your pocket no matter who you are, no matter what your background is, no matter what your circumstances are. Every day is a fresh set of 24 hours where everyone has the same 24 hours, and every day someone somewhere is enjoying success. So you got to ask yourself this question. If every day someone somewhere is enjoying success, it means because they got the right actions to profits figured out. The most important thing I can teach you is to develop your mind. And why is that? If you've never been an entrepreneur before, if you've never been in the industry before, if you don't have a clue what you're doing, how can you be profitable? What you need to understand is what you feed your mind is what you become. Thoughts become things. Have you ever seen the movie called The Secret by Bob Proctor and a few other people have been in the industry a long time? Have you ever read the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill? And people always say, well, gee, Earl, I want to make money in this industry. I don't want to read books. If I wanted to go to a library, I'd go to the library. Show me how to make money. If you're not willing to read books and develop your mind, you're not ready to be an entrepreneur. I'm sorry. From me, you won't always hear what you want to hear, but what you will hear is the truth. Is what you're doing now putting money in your pocket? If the answer to that question is no, it's pretty obvious something's got to change. If you don't change what don't work, all you'll get is what don't work. If in your mind you're thinking, I'm not good enough, I don't have the skills, I don't have the money, I don't have time. These are things you hear from people every day, but what happens every day? Every day there's somebody who does the work and doesn't make excuses. Every day somebody does the right actions to profits and those profits come rolling in. So you got to ask yourself, am I willing to do something different than what I've already done? And am I willing to go into business for myself and treat my own home business just as serious as I would treat a job? How many people own a home business, treat their home business like a full-time job, and work 8 hours a day at it 5 days a week? You'd be shocked. A lot of people don't do it. Why? Who knows? What happens if you don't do the work as a business owner? The money don't follow the actions. So you can spend a lot of money to buy a McDonald's. Have you ever ate at a McDonald's restaurant? Are you aware that it cost over $1 million to buy a restaurant franchise through them? Are you aware that it takes over 2 years of studying through what they call their apprenticeship program at Hamburger University to understand their daily method of operation of profits? And are you aware that after all of that, after they spent $1 million, they still make zero money unless they get their butts behind that grill and cook the food during the hours of business operation? So why would an online business be any different? You see, the biggest myth in online business is, oh, if I just get a website, if I just join the right company, if I just get the right link, and I post on Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat, I'm going to be first and I'm going to be rich. But the reality, if you're taking notes, the reality is, what makes you think somebody who does not know you, does not like you, or does not trust you, why would they make a purchase off of a computer link from a complete stranger they know nothing about? Why would that happen? Because the reality is, it does not happen. The major purchases in life that sustain a working business come from a point of know, like, and trust. And if you want to try to establish know, like, and trust by email and link posting only, you're looking at 9 months' time for them to even consider that you are the real thing. So what do you do to shorten that curve? You learn how to break your comfort zone and talk to people you don't know using a text message, using an online chat, using that telephone, or face-to-face. Communication is the key to money, not the business link, not the correct company, not the right mentor. If you don't communicate with people daily, you cannot profit daily. You understand? So let's take a look at some mindset that's really important. We need to recognize that, one, with what we have with our O2 worldwide business, we need to understand, why is this business lucrative for us? And it's really simple. It's lucrative because we have the ability to help the masses with the problems that the masses are spending their money on today, without even mentioning our product or our company name. You can look at any TV program, and what are you going to see? Commercials, right? And those commercials on television are wrapped around what? The majority of the commercials on TV today are a pill that comes with a prescription from a doctor to deal with daily things that make a human uncomfortable. And understand, millions and millions and millions of people daily are spending $10 to $30 a day on these prescription pills that are not cures, and often they have more side effects behind the pill than the conditions that the pill is being taken. Think about what I'm saying. What do we have with O2 Worldwide? We have the ultimate solution that, of course, we cannot make any claims about. We can't make claims of cure or promise somebody the moon. But we can recognize that every day there are millions of people that are looking for a solution to a problem like not enough sleep at night. We can recognize that every single day there are people who are dealing with chronic pain. And the one thing that comes with pain that's chronic is usually pills full of side effects that make life uncomfortable. So when they're spending $10 to $30 a day on these kind of things, and you can show them a solution with no side effects, isn't that amazing? How many people can you think of that would enjoy a little more energy throughout the day, better increased focus throughout the day, an optimum immune system as the kids are getting ready to go back to school and cough all over each other? Would you rather your family stay healthy will boost the immune system naturally. You'd be surprised what's going to happen. And who doesn't need more money in the month? How many people do you know that are suffering from more month than money? So these are obvious problems that are taking place every single day. The millions and millions and millions of people every single day are spending $10 to $30 a day on prescription pills that are not cures with these side effects. What do we have at O2 Worldwide? We have our oxygen drops that we can't make any claims of cure or anything on that brings these kind of solutions. So what you do is you wrap your daily objective around actions that produce profits. So what are those key actions that are going to produce profits? Has there been a set of clues where the work habits have been applied on a daily basis and proven results of success has came from those work habits? Well, if you take a look at the owner of the company, Dan Putnam, what did he teach us? He taught us that we need to have 3 new people a day added to our list of prospects that could utilize a solution from the product that we have, whether it's a money solution or a health solution. So if you look at that, 3 new people added to the list, and we understand they're facing a problem and that we have a solution to that problem. How are we going to find out what the problem is so we can add them to the list? Do you think that you're going to find out what their problem is by posting your link on their Facebook page? Absolutely not. What about their LinkedIn page? Absolutely not. What about Snapchat? Absolutely not. Why not? Because if you don't even understand what their problem is, how can you present them a solution? So number one, daily objective to complete is you need to communicate with 3 new people to find out what the problem is that they face and then present the solution at a scheduled time when they got 20 minutes in front of their computer with no interruptions. So this is number two. Number two, 3 scheduled appointments so you can old school show the plan properly. What does it mean to show the plan properly? It means you don't have to explain it. I don't have to explain it. Let the video do the talking for you. And when you understand the beauty behind point and grunt marketing, it means you don't have to be a salesperson. It means the people that you share your business with don't have to be a salesperson. We just have to be real people. Hey! How's life treating you? Oh, I don't have enough energy. I don't make enough money. I can't sleep through the night. Really? If I could show you a solution to that problem that's working for many people on a global scale, and it's affordable, less than what the people are spending money on for prescription pills full of side effects, you know, the ones often worse than what they're taking a pill for, just like what you've described. So if people are already spending $10 to $30 a day, wouldn't it make sense to have a solution that's less than $2 a day with a money-back guarantee? Oh, yeah, great. I don't know how to explain how it works, and I don't want you to learn how to explain something fancy to somebody else. So would 1 o'clock this afternoon or 7 o'clock tonight be a better time for you to be in front of your computer with no interruptions so you can see a solution to the problem that you're facing? Now, how many people want to see a solution to a problem that they're enduring? And when they see a solution to that problem, what do they normally do? They take action. They take the next step to create that success. So it makes it very advantageous to recognize 3 new people added to your list of people to connect with and communicate with to isolate what the problem is. Number two, we're going to schedule 3 appointments a day when they got 20 minutes in front of the computer with no interruptions so they actually know what they're going to look at. And number three, we're going to follow up with three people a day. How often have you been told that the fortune is in the follow-up? It really is crucial. The fortune is in the follow-up. If you just give somebody a website and you don't even call them up and ask them if they like the information that's in the website that they saw, how can you form a relationship with that person? If relationships are the key to longevity in your business, why would you not want to do that? So think about what I'm saying. We're looking at daily objectives here that will put money in your pocket. So if you've got three people a day that you add to your list, you got three people a day that you schedule an appointment with when they got 20 minutes to see a solution to a problem that they're facing, where you don't have to do the explaining, they don't have to do the explaining, it creates a comfort zone. But if you don't have the courage because you've got the wrong mindset, it makes it kind of hard to follow that comfort zone. So that brings us to number four. Number four is skill development and mindset, okay? So the first three things we did, let's review this because it's you need to get paid. You need the success habits, not failure habits. Number one, three new people added to your list daily. You get their phone number, their email address, and you kind of ask them questions to find out what the problems is they're facing. Number two, three scheduled appointments where you do not do the explaining. A video does the explaining for you. And number three, you always follow up with people. Why? Because you need to understand that no matter what the business is that you're offering people, that 80% of all transactions happen on the 5th to the 12th attempt. Now, think about what I'm saying. 80% of all transactions happen on the 5th to the 12th attempt. That's extremely powerful to understand. If you're not doing follow-up work, you won't even get to the second attempt. You need to understand everybody has problems. Everybody has circumstances. Why not connect with that person? Hey, you saw a solution in 20 minutes in front of your computer. What was it you liked best about what you saw? Now, when you ask them, what was it you liked best about what you saw, instead of, are you ready to get started, you are allowing them to explain the excitement about the solution that they just seen. You're able to connect with them to build that beautiful spot of know, like, and trust for that purchase to come following. But if you won't take the effort to follow up, you'll never get there. And here's the beauty of it. 90% of people in this industry fail at doing the follow-up work. 90% don't even ask for the order three times. So when you understand what you have is a real solution to a person's problem and you persist with the answer, sooner or later, the timing will be right for them to take action, and therefore, it's not a matter of are they interested or not interested. It's now a matter of is the problem bad enough that they're willing to go for the solution. And some are and some aren't. You're looking for the ones that are ready for the solution. So we see the top three things. Now, after we complete the top three things, after these things are all three completed for the day, now it's time to get into the back office and do some skill development. The Art of Influence is a course that teaches you how to communicate with people in your O2 worldwide back office. This course has taught people how to turn their home office into a professional office. It teaches you what to say, how to say it, and how to lead a person exactly where they want to go. And it's helped several people go from zero to $1 million. Is it a comfortable thing to learn something new? Absolutely not. I'd be a liar if I told you so. But when you got your three basic fundamentals down for the day, you've done your actions to profits. Now You can learn your skill development. And then at night, before you go to sleep, you want to work on your mindset. Today being Mindset Monday, okay? How do you do that? Well, you need to be able to read. Readers are leaders and leaders are readers. There's a book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. If you've been in the industry and you've read so many books that you're blue in the face, maybe you need a checkup from the neck up from the very best. There's a book called See You at the Top by Zig Ziglar that will help you get excited about the career you're part of. Because really, folks, all we're doing is sharing solutions with people. Now, I want you to think about this. If you went out and did your three basic things, and at the end of the day, you do your skill development and your mindset training, at night while you're sleeping, your subconscious mind is focused on your objective rather than the problems that you face. So you need to understand what I'm saying. While you're sleeping, the most important part of your future, your subconscious mind, is either focused on how to succeed or how to fail. And if all you've endured throughout the whole day is nothing but people's problems, people's excuses of why they can't be productive, what do you think is going to go through your mind while you're sleeping? Problems and excuses. Do they pay you? Absolutely not. Until you master the habit of perfecting the art of knowing how to read and putting positive information in your mind before you go to sleep, I promise you this. The dream stealers will get to you. The negative circumstances that all entrepreneurs face through the same 24 hours a day, those circumstances will strangle the money right out of your process. So that's why number four, skill development and mindset, after you've done the three basic fundamentals, that's when you do your mindset. That's when you go to your back office. And number five, what's the fifth and final thing that's really important for you? You track your progress and review your why. Remind yourself why you're building this business. Is it because you don't want to be discriminated against over a simple job? Is it because you want more money in the month than time? Whatever that reason is that drives you, is it because you want to work for 2 years on a serious commitment so you can hand income down your family for generations to come? These are the realities of what happens in our industry every single year. And everybody that experiences the same 24 hours in a day. So you get to make the choice of what's going to work for you. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 states and one foreign country on this call this very minute. What do you call that? It's called dedication to your success. And for those of you that are on this call, I congratulate you because you're putting the right information in your mind. You're going to be able to see your business explode like a bomb and produce an awful lot of money because you're willing to do the things that other people say, oh, I don't need that kind of stuff. That's a bunch of hype. You don't need to do that. Really? Come on, ask yourself this question. There's no such thing as something for nothing in this world. You need to ask yourself, how bad do I want my success? Am I going to put my success in somebody else's hands? Or am I going to put my own success in my own hands? Remember, how many times would you go through complete hell for a job working for somebody else? Go to the job every day, show up on time or you're fired. If you get screamed at all day long, you just take it with a grain of salt because if you don't put up with it, you don't have a paycheck. But then when you finally become an entrepreneur and you have a solution that you can spend the same 8 hours in a day working at, why do you need to chase somebody else's opinion down before you take those moves? Why can't you put the same effort into your own home business that you would put into a job? You see, it's just in the way you think. It's all in mindset. And if you don't have the right mindset going through your life, you're going to get nothing. Remember, the most popular definition of insanity on the planet is repeating the same thing over and over again and hoping for different results. What on earth makes you think you're going to have a better today than you had yesterday if you refuse to change anything that you did yesterday today? Today is the chance to improve on yesterday. What can I do today that's going to make my life a little bit better than it was yesterday? And that's where your mindset training comes in. You see, if you're not putting yourself in a that's going to develop your mind won't develop. What will happen to your team? It'll follow those actions. It won't develop. What is a business? A business is when you offer a service or a product for money. A purchase has to take place. When is the purchase made? When somebody realizes that what you have for sale is a solution to a problem that they face. Whether you communicate that over the phone, online chat, text, in person, it don't matter. The communication has to take place to get yourself into the position of know, like, and trust. And that only happens with communication. So remember this. If you've got a link to a business and you want to skip communication and just slap that link in front of 10,000 people, you might get two purchases. Might. So what happens? Now you made two purchases. Next month comes. You spent the money in advertising and you got it in front of 10,000 more people. And you got two more people that want what you got. Well, that's pretty cool, isn't it? But what happened to the two people from last month? They only got 1,000 emails from 1,000 other people that got a new green shiny toy that wasn't there last month. They don't have a relationship with you this month. They disappear. And now you've gone through 20,000 people, paid a lot of money in advertising to get those four sales. Two of them have already gone off to something else. And you're standing there going, wow, I'm working myself to death for nothing. And yes, you are. What's the problem? Lack of communication. Lack of care. Understand, people do not care what you know or who you know until they know that you care. How do they know that you care? Communication, not fear. So what we're talking about today, because we've got 3 minutes before this radio show ends. One, three new people added to your list to process. Three new people a day to your list. Two, three scheduled appointments daily to see the information when there's 20 minutes in front of a computer. Any question they ask you. I'm glad you asked me that question. It's a really good one. I get it all the time. If I do the explaining, you're not going to get the message, and you're going to think you got to do the explaining. The bottom line is the solution to the problem that you're facing is going to take you 20 minutes to see. When do you got 20 minutes with no interruptions in front of your computer? My schedule has 1 o'clock today or 7 o'clock tonight. Which one of those fits your needs the most? And that's it. That's all the explaining you ever do. It's a blessing to be able to point and grunt and get paid for it. Three new people to your list, three new scheduled appointments, three follow-up calls daily. And after you've done those things and completed them, then you do your skill development, your back office, and your mindset training. And then at the very end of the day, you're going to track and review your results from your actions. And when you do this every single day for 6 months, understand why you're doing it, you're going to make a fortune in this industry. Why? Because everybody's got the same 24 hours in a day. Thank you for joining us today on actionstoprofitradio.org. We look forward to speaking with you tomorrow. Again, actionstoprofitsradio.org will show you all the archives of every radio show we've ever done. God bless you. Come join us. it's your turn to get paid.